5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Deirdre.
Deirdre, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Absolutely. Raven, can you leave the room, please?
Sure. Good luck, Deirdre.
All right, Deirdre, we have $900 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I bring them back in. I ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven, though. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, number 1. Hayden Christensen will reprise his role as Darth Vader for the Obi-Wan Star Wars spinoff series. What was Darth Vader's name before he turned to the dark side?
Anakin Skywalker.
Number 2. The Office star Brian Baumgartner has made $1 million in 2020 from cameo bookings, making him the highest earning cameo celebrity ever. What was his character's name, first and last, on The Office?
Brian Baumgartner on The Office.
Time's up, Jidra. Number 3, Dark Knight, Grease, Blues Brothers, and this animated movie about a green ogre was just added to the National Film Registry. What movie was that?
Shrek.
Number 4, which character hates Christmas in part because his heart is 3 sizes too small?
The Grinch.
And number 5, the live-action Little Mermaid movie has announced its cast, and it will feature singer Halle Bailey as Ariel. What was the name of the prince that Ariel falls in love with after she saved him from drowning?
Prince Eric. My daughter was in a production of The Little Mermaid last year.
All right, well, that might have just won you $900. Let's find out.
Yo.
Okay, Jitter did great. She got 4 out of 5.
It's pretty impressive.
All right, number 1. Hayden Christensen will reprise his role as Darth Vader for the Obi-Wan Star Wars spinoff series.
I'm excited.
What was Darth Vader's name before he turned to the dark side?
You got to try harder than that. Come on, Anakin Skywalker.
Yes. Number 2. The Office star Brian Baumgartner has made $1 million in 2020 from cameo bookings, making him the highest earning cameo celebrity ever.
Good for him.
What was his character's name, first and last, on The Office?
Well, you're bummed because I just saw this. Kevin Malone.
Yes. Number 3.
I like pie.
Dark Knight, Grease, Blues Brothers, and this animated movie about a green ogre was just added to the National Film Registry. What movie was that?
It's got
to
be Shrek.
Yep. Number 4. Which character hates Christmas in part because his heart is 3 sizes too small?
The Grinch.
Yeah. All right, you guys are tied at 4.
Aw.
Number 5. The live-action Little Mermaid movie has announced its cast, and it will feature singer Halle Bailey as Ariel. What was the name of the prince that Ariel falls in love with after she saved him from drowning?
Charles?
No. It's not Prince Charles.
Frank.
No, it's not Frank.
Bob.
It's Eric. It's Prince Eric.
Next guess. Next guess.
I'm sorry, Jandra. You guys tied at 4. That does get you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt. Oh, man. You were so close if you had just gotten that second one.
So close. And we watch The Office all of the time, and my husband's name is Kevin.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
Right.
It's Deirdre and I tied with Raven.
Yeah, but it's not a win. Hold on the line.
Yeah, and all that matters is who leaves with the money. Better luck next time.
That means we throw another $100 in the jackpot for tomorrow. You have your chance at $1,000 same time. I'll have the cheat sheet, the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's coming up at noon and 5:30 today.